You're listening to SBS News.
What I want to do is acknowledge, also to give the family of the George Floyd family, we're in solidarity with you and what's happening in America. And I just want to say that I also want to invite the team to come forward now. We'll bow the knee.
The father and family of an Indigenous teenager allegedly assaulted during a police arrest in the Sydney suburb of Surry Hills are feeling pain and frustration like those in the United States as they kneel in honour of the late George Floyd. Protests have erupted globally over the death of the African-American man in police custody. In Australia, the attention is renewing focus on the systemic mistreatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Video footage now widely circulated online shows a 16-year-old Indigenous boy having his legs kicked beneath him and landing face first onto the curb after allegedly threatening police. The teenager was treated in hospital for his injuries and later released. His family are calling for charges to be laid against the police officer involved. The boy's sister says the harsh treatment of her brother was unjustified.
The use of excessive force used upon him is unnecessary and irresponsible. On the officer's behalf, especially the need to leg sweep somebody who was not a threat and resisting was dangerous and uncalled for, as it put his life at risk.
The New South Wales officer involved has been placed on restricted duties. An internal police investigation is also underway to see whether excessive force was indeed used. Speaking to 2GB Radio, New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says he is sorry for the way the incident unfolded.
Regardless of whether he should or shouldn't have been arrested, regardless of whether he has committed a crime or not, we certainly could have handled that situation better.
However, he says the officer had a bad day.
Officer in question's been in the police force around 3.5 years and he's got a clean history and by all accounts he's a good police officer and I'm sure he's sitting at home at the moment wishing that he could probably handle himself differently on that day.
However, the father of the teenager is dismissing that explanation, saying every day is a bad day for Indigenous people.
We're struggling with mental health, struggling with, you know, employment, and, you know, that's us. We're living on that day-to-day survival. And he thinks he's got just one day, you know. That's bloody wrong.
Conversations about Indigenous incarceration rates in Australia have also sparked, with Federal Attorney General Christian Porter saying they are concerning. More than 400 Indigenous people have died in police custody since 1991. While Indigenous Australians make up 27% of the nation's prisoners, despite being only 2% of the national population. However, as unrest continues in the US, Mr. Porter says the situation in Australia isn't exactly the same.
It is a problem that has to be acknowledged and is acknowledged at all levels of government. But we shouldn't mistake specific problems of grotesque police brutality in America, literally a world away, with our own problems, which is not to detract from the necessity to recognise our own problems and solve our own problems, but we shouldn't mistake one problem for another.
It comes as the Australian High Court rules the tear gassing of teens in the Northern Territory's Dondale Youth Centre was unlawful. In 2014, four detainees aged between 15 and 17 were locked in their cells when tear gas was sprayed into a nearby closed area to subdue another detainee who had escaped his cell. Greens MP David Shoebridge says law enforcement authorities are not exempt from being made culpable.
We have a culture where police think they're not accountable. We have a culture where police think that they can visit this everyday violence on First Nations peoples. And now we need the people of this state and this country to demand something better.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.